Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Studio with Dateless.
Hey,
we're just deciding or agreeing that the band isn't legit until you've got stickers made of the band.
And we do have stickers.
And you do have stickers.
Just to clarify that.
Do you know what I love?
Stickers.
This radio station door, how it's covered in stickers.
It's fucking powerful.
And I always think to myself, I need to get more stickers to put on that door. And you've just, my wish has been granted. You've brought some stickers in tonight. So there's
you
fresh stickers going
it.
On the BFM door. Send your stickers to BFM, top floor, 34 Princess Street,
whoa,
Student Union Building.
No, you've got to come up here and do this. We're not doing that.
Hand stickering.
Yeah.
You've got to renegade it like in hand, just slam it on.
Now, you Dateless has just been on tour in Australia. Am I correct in assuming that, or have I just made that up for some reason?
Tour's a bit of a stretch, but
we played a few shows in Victoria.
A tour.
Yeah.
And if you count like any shows we're going to play here to like sort of tack it on, you know, you could stretch it out.
Was it like a holiday and you're like, did people just have some gear over there that you used, or did you take your own gear over? Or
we took
like,
our
how
own
deep
gear,
did you go on that?
But it was like literally just found some super cheap flights. And I was like, that's awesome, let's have a break. And then it's like, well, if we're all going, why the hell not? And I'm like, you know.
So,
yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
So Victoria. So did you borrow a car or something like that, or were you just like playing parties?
No, we played like two shows in Melbourne and one in Castlemaine, which is like an hour train ride out of Melbourne. So,
what is Castlemaine famous for?
It's actually Castlemaine.
Castlemaine?
We got told specifically
out of Melbourne?
It's Castle.
Okay, and
with the accent,
dollar signs
yeah.
and the S's.
Small town used to be a gold mining town. I don't know.
So yes, lots of dollar signs.
I don't mean to ask questions which might be a bit stereotypical for Australians, but did you drink any 4X while you were there?
No.
Oh, no.
That's a Queensland beer.
Tell us about Australia.
Yeah. But we didn't drink any Victoria bitter either.
It's a wonderful land of...
We don't go outside of the studio. Just tell us more about this Australia.
I've never seen 4X in Melbourne.
Like for sale
anywhere.
People have it, but no one buys it.
Is 4X available in New Zealand anywhere? Surely it must
be. I've had it once, and that was down in Papua Nui. Mm. They were selling it down there.
How do you? Do you have to say 4X? Can you say Quad X? Do you get the beer? No.
4X. All right.
Or is it just like XXXX?
Yeah.
X.
Maybe it's called Fuck Beer, but they just had to pronounce it.
That's it. That's it.
The purpose of this segment right here is a guest selection. We've asked you guys to bring in some songs to play.
Down to business, John.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's the first song?
Nihil Sleigh Ride by Turbo Negro.
Why has this been selected?
Band that I like. And
I like the band, leave me alone.
I don't know if there's any specific influence in there, but there's a general.
Are you getting like a cop vibe from John?
Explain yourself.
Oh shit.
Not a curve.
Turbo Negro, Nihil Sleigh Ride.
Straight out the gate.
Hey, man. Hit it hard.
Anyone listening out there, could you confirm whether Turbo Negro have played in New Zealand? I've got a strange feeling that they have at some point, but I can't find anything to prove that on the internet.
We all think that they have, but I don't think any of us actually...
I don't think I've ever heard of any actual concert or going to one. I assume they never had played here.
Okay. You're probably right then.
But yeah.
But I'm like notorious for like being like, yes, I'm going to go to that show and absolutely just making zero effort.
That's ages ago.
Like, you know, so like, I could be right.
Yeah.
So going back to Australia, how was Dateless received? Were you guys at your three shows?
Are you going to Australia sometime soon?
Yes, I am actually.
Are you just sort of fishing for tips? Is it? What do I have to do over there for them to all like me? I think we were well received. We got rid of a few tapes.
It seemed to go down a while.
Oh, yeah, tapes.
Yeah, yeah. And if you're buying tapes, like you, like I feel like you want that music. Yeah, you know, it's not just something you lazily pick up.
Tape collectors are true believers.
Yeah. In Castlemaine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a packed house.
Yeah. Our friends who said we were good.
All of our friends said that we were great, which was awesome to hear. And we didn't talk to anyone else.
Who did you play with over there?
Melbourne we played with we played a few hardcore bands like Dead Already, Protospasm. We played another show with a band called
Ashbel.
And the other band was called Moccasins or something.
Man, you got a good memory.
Castlemaine, right. We played with a psych Bruises. Band called Bruiser.
Yeah. And another band called K5. Fantastic.
Yeah, a couple of local bands from.
It's a pretty strong scene in Old Mate Melbourne, isn't it?
Some music.
There's all sorts of crap going on.
Yeah.
Someone's either in a band or they're a DJ. Those two things.
Some of them both. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, what's next on the guest selection?
I think it's Weta, Got the Jew.
Absolute classic.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like it's just... Like, there's some elements in our songs that like sort of follow... a lot of what this song does, where it's just like a good lick with some good changing chords behind it, and it just feels good. Yeah.
Perfect.
I've listened to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just getting some shit straight in the background once again.
Yeah. What was that? What was that? How do I reminisce? We were trying to figure out who are the members of Missing Teeth.
Basically. And which bands they play in now, basically, yeah.
Creatures, yes.
We think, yes. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
We had Creatures up here for a live session.
Yeah.
And they kicked us. Mm.
So good.
Yeah. That's why they're playing on the main stage at Loserpalooza.
Loserpalooza?
Oh, and tell me more about this Loserpalooza
situation.
In their
first year there, you know, like... So good on them.
You've been dwelling on this.
I'm just dwelling on it a bit.
What's Loserpalooza?
Loserpalooza's... it's just a one night thing, eh?
I think so. Yeah.
It's a big one night festival. That's in the second year. God, I'm so bad.
I think so. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's the second year we know about it. Down in Tauranga, and last year we played down there on the smaller stage.
Dateless, ladies and gentlemen.
That would be. And we're playing it again this year on the 17th of August. 17th of August. Yes.
One of my favourite things is the Nuggety. Underground kind of music festival that New Zealand fosters. It's quite buzzy. All the cute little sort of summertime festivals that pop up.
And like, everyone likes to support it like at the start too. And like as soon as you get past like 5 years.
Oh, it's hard.
It's something else that, you know, like you got to compete with someone else. Yeah, not that I have any experience with this. This is just something that I'm just rambling off now.
John's just, it's on the internet. It's live. It looks like Tomb's playing.
Oh, there's heaps of dope bands. Yeah.
Bulk Bogan is playing. Yeah. Yes.
Got to get on your fluffy.
Okay. So it's indoor?
It's indoor.
What the fuck?
Rain or shine. I mean, like
you. Auditorium.
What's the venue? Well, yeah.
You've been.
The last time I was here.
There's
some sort of events. Kind of centre place.
God, we're going to get yelled at for this, aren't we?
Text us in at 5395 if you know the establishment that Loserpalooza is in. Maybe it's best keeping it in low key, actually.
It's right in the heart of the mount.
It's right in there.
Oh, is it?
It's to support mental health awareness, right? And so the more people to come to light, the better, because.
Good stuff, yeah, all
right. Need support.
Wonder if we should kick up the festival report, John. This is actually reminding me of. We try to do a little festival report along the lines of these things, doing a deep dive into tiny little festivals, and it was quite
this
fun.
Be perfect,
it's interesting stuff.
Good one.
Loserpalooza.
There you go. When is it? What time in 2019?
I believe it's the 17th of August. So not this weekend, but the weekend after.
Gee whiz. Okay.
Nice. Which is, you know, sort of like ties nicely into our tour, if you could call it that. You know, this is like if you could take that one on, you know, then maybe we did do a tour.
Are you still
who knows?
On tour from Australia? Okay.
Technically, I only got in this morning at like 5 o'clock.
Oh shit!
Okay. So you know, theoretically, I'm still in tour mode.
Yeah,
I'm drinking a beer.
Yeah, totally.
You know, that's a tour like thing to do, right? Do some promo. Let's call it what it is. It's a half-assed attempt at a tour.
Have you guys been listening to this Missing Teeth song while you've been on tour?
I probably did at some point, but I don't.
It's just been so hectic, you know. Being on tour, it just like you just can't remember everything you listen to when you're on the road.
It's crazy out there for a tourist.
So hectic, man.
For a tourist.
This is Missing Teeth. No Way Out.
Boy.
Yeah!
straight into some Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Black Ribble Motorcycle Club, as chosen by Dateless, who are in the studio right now. And we're actually about to play one of your tracks. That's pretty much brand Spanx.
Yeah, I've been on the internet for a week now, and
how does it feel?
It feels pretty good. just like seeing like that one play there.
Yeah. How many plays is on that video?
132 and six that, likes.
Eh? That's awesome. That's probably like at least a third of them as us showing other people. But
no dislikes. No dislikes.
No dislikes.
Worth mentioning. Any weird comments?
That's 100%.
Anything from like parents or something like that? No
comments.
We can add a public comment right now. Anything you want us to say from BFM?
Just say,
fuck,
top it's, 10 it's, number one right. for. For like 9 weeks running.
Comments are disabled for this.
Disabled, yeah. Purely for that sort of bullshit, you know.
So a couple of shows on the tour, heading down to Tauranga, then back to Auckland.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Album release, anything like that on the cards?
Well, the EP, I guess, comes out tomorrow. It's available tomorrow. A 5-song EP that we recorded with Anna Riley.
Whereabouts?
Whereabouts? On Bandcamp, I guess.
No, sorry.
It was recorded.
It was recorded in the vault back when it was still on Cross Street.
Right.
Yeah.
And some of the vocals were recorded in the new vault.
That's right. Yeah. So just like vault all over.
Sick.
And then just mixed in the bedroom.
Good. Okay, awesome.
What can you tell us about this number one track, Life's Too Short, from Dateless?
This is the first song we.
I think it's the first song we.
First song we. Yeah,
like
we finished,
you brought to
we finished
us,
together.
Yeah.
So
yeah. So it's got a lot of history, feelings, you know, that are attached.
Very sentimental.
Just don't diss it, please.
Yeah.
Please.
All right, Dave.
Whenever you want to do it, man.
Oh,
oh
no.
Yep.
It's so boring. Boring. You're boring.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.